Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Stay in touch with the show through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Email from Patrick. That's TNT, TNTRadioEmpire.com. Been a Husker fan since I was a kid. For each of the past 5 years, I've bet my buddy $50 they wouldn't get to 500. I'm realistic every year, and he drinks the Kool-Aid. Right. Worst case scenario, my team ends up surprising me and having a good year, and I lose $50. So far, it's been the best financial decision I've ever made.
Oh, you're going to get better.
Is he doing that this year?
Penn State guy's going to take you back to the promised land.
Yeah. And then Ashley says, my daughter and I bought the mango gummies. They are fun to peel, but taste like ass.
Was that the flavor they got?
Yeah, they got the mango. I think they only come in the one
flavor.
They
were all supposed to come in mango.
Yeah. Okay, I was saying.
One flavor, right?
Yeah.
Also got a backstory of the dildo.
Backstory.
He's trying to call you. You got his number there, puss? He had the guy that sent you the picture for the dildo. There's a backstory to the tornado dildo that I posted on Twitter.
Yeah. We only saw the one, but I'm sure there were many.
That was this picture Push sent me.
There were dildos scattered
around. There had to be a bunch.
Right, a 40 to 50 mile radius.
I don't know if we say his name or not. We say his first name or not.
We'll find out.
Okay.
Quote unquote Jim on line one.
Good thing I didn't say his name.
All right, Jim.
Hi, Jim. What's the backstory? Is it the dildo you sent Push that picture?
I got that from a buddy of mine. I don't know. Okay. I don't. That was probably. It must have been circulating around somewhere.
I retweeted a dildo. I mean, it's a rubber dink, basically.
Is
that the one you're talking about?
Which is what
the same one?
Yes, okay. It is. We call it the baby arm.
Okay, it looks huge. Yeah.
Why ever would you call it that?
Nick says he keeps his up on the stick
so
up in the shower.
Dildo belonged to you, since you said call it the baby arm, or you've just
it was a.
You've just dubbed it baby arm since you saw it.
No, it was a relative's.
Oh.
And it was kind of a practical joke. It was a two-pack for like $20.
Right.
That's a pretty
And we were going on a family trip, and we play pranks on each other, and he stuck it to the back of my boat when we were heading south.
Okay.
caught it. I pulled it off and threw it on another person's car that was going with us.
Right.
But that, when their house did get demolished in the tornado.
Were they all healthy personally, right? Everything okay with them? Physically?
Yeah, they're completely good. They're doing well.
Good.
But it, when we were looking through the debris, I had said, do you guys know where it was at? Because I'm just waiting for somebody to find it. And it would have been hilarious.
Well, then the picture looks like it does look like it's in debris in somebody's yard. Obviously, your buddy's yard. It looks like there's like grill tops laying near it. And I retweeted it at TNT Radio. Okay,
so is there been a fund established to replace the baby arm for those affected?
Not exactly. But,
did anybody see it that shouldn't have seen it laying in the yard, like a neighbor that is not cool?
As far as I know, that's not even close to where his house is.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so it got some mileage.
Oh, yeah.
And you're sure it's the same dildo?
It got,
You're sure it's not another baby arm?
You can tell by the picture, yeah. It's the same one. But it made some good distance.
Right. What part of outside of Omaha, you're going to give us the exact address, but what neighborhood
were you in? Are you Elkhorn, Bennington, one of those areas?
Blair, yeah.
It was Elkhorn.
Okay. Well, okay. All right.
But it's not like it was they didn't use it. We're doing another trip and they're just saving it for another prank. So
okay.
All right, nothing like that. That would probably kill somebody.
Tell the people. Yeah. Well, Nick Hags went in the shower. West.
Yeah. Nick makes it different. Right.
Tell the people that lost their house, by the way, that we're thinking about them, and it sucks, man. So.
Thank you, guys.
A bunch of different charities out there. All right. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Right. Thanks for the inside story on the
baby
tornado dildo.
Thank you, Jim. Yeah. Can you identify this baby arm?
It's huge. At TNT Radio Empire, I put it out there.
Yeah, I didn't see dildos on the list of supplies they were looking for.
No. Replace the dildo.
It was
dildo.
Like phone chargers all sorts of stuff. Not dildos.
Probably money, too. Yeah.
And can you claim that on the insurance? We discussed that earlier.
Don't you get a certain dollar value for just miscellaneous personal items?
Yeah, you might not list that.
Yeah, in your homeowner's insurance. I mean, if it's a total loss.
It is miscellaneous, right?
You might have to have its own line if it's that saddle with the... What's that? I'm never going to remember what that thing's called. Sibian.
Sibian.
I'm not a big fan of that name either. I like to call it a pommel horse with a dink on it. Let's just call it what it is, man.
Not as marketable that way.
Reason to be into gymnastics.
And I want to thank everybody who checked in on us. We had a bunch of Wichita listeners. You guys are okay? Any property damage?
Lewis Black. Lewis Black sent me an email on Saturday checking in on all of us.
Radio friends from all over the country checking on me. My family eventually checked on me. Because, they don't get the information as quickly as radio guys do.
Yeah.
They didn't call me until Saturday morning.
Pretty national story, those tornadoes. They were all over the
I thought Jim
the
Sucks
news.
Was getting tired of us Friday afternoons. That group
it really was.
And he's like, guys, I'm working. Yeah. We're like running radio stations,
well,
letting people know what's going on.
Yeah. We're not.
We're just like, ding, text.
Yeah, it was not. None of it was helpful.
Shook me off. I was going to.
None of that text chain was helpful.
I would have typed that in if this would have story would have been before that. The tornado. I would have just said, "Shut up, shoot."
Don't. You're going to screw it up eventually.
I'm going to be quiet, right?
Since my dad called, I assume they covered it on Fox News.
Yeah, I don't watch Fox News.
They do all they can to avoid the trial. So
yeah, you're right.
Thank God. Yeah, thank God. There's some tornadoes across the country.
Damn right.
We can talk about that. Mm-mm.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So, speaking of dinks, Drew Carey said, he would put his dink in a blender because all high.
I love this.
If you could watch a fish play again at the Sphere. And what did Trey Anastasia, whatever his name
they
is?
They sent Drew Carey a Vitamix blender that was...
Autographed blender.
Signed by Trey Anastasio that says, "Thank you, Drew. See you next time. Happy blending."
I love that.
That's awesome.
Said he would stick his dink in a blender and swear off pee for the rest of his life to see fish at the Sphere again.
I'd love that he was high and he did that and there's no repercussions because he hosts a daily family show.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that, dude, I'm Drew Carey. People love me on this show. Who cares?
And then and anybody that would bug that watches Price is Right is never going to see that.
No. That he gets high. Ooh.
Yeah.
The wacky weed. And he said he put his dink. There's better ways of saying you want to see something than that. But that's why I like that the most.
And he compared.
Yeah. Oh, no, the guy that plays games based off of the price of beans. He can't be high.
And he made a fortune doing it, too, for that matter. Right.
And then he also compared seeing fish to the feeling of having an orgasm with a vagina. But those weren't the words that he used.
He uses the P word, right?
And a C word as well.
Oh, he did?
Really?
Yeah. This is what it must feel like to with a...
Oh, not the woman C word, the guy C word.
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Shoot me off.
He said if it's even close, I'm flying to wherever tomorrow and getting the best pee that money can buy. I don't need to be a man no more if it means I can feel like this all the time. Effing keep it up, bro, if I can get this feeling. He was soaring when he was tweeting those things.
He had that buzzed
curious
out
how
in that
was
night,
received
he,
at home. You want what?
Oh, that's right. Is don't you get the best pee at home?
Yeah.
Hey, Drew, get in here.
Don't
you get the best pee at home?
Or not.
Right. Is he married?
I don't know.
All right.
That's a good question. Hold on.
Time for a new Todd and Tyler song, Baby Arm to Baby Shark. Nope, not going to do that.
No, no.
Do it.
No,
that's some Bob and Tom's horrible crap there, and they wouldn't even do that because it's too dirty. Yeah,
that and it would take 15 guys to assemble something like that.
and show some brutal comedy. Holy hell. Sorry.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, Drew Carey had a fiancé that got murdered a few years ago.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that.
The blender?
No, that had nothing to do with the blender, no.
How'd she get murdered?
Yeah, because if you Google Drew Carey wife, there's... The first thing that comes up is murderer of Amy Hardwick, Hollywood therapist, and Drew Carey's ex-fiancée convicted in her falling death.
Yeah, she was like thrown off a balcony or something.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. He was dating her before she was killed. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Faces possible life sentence. This guy got... It threw her over a balcony in 2020.
Oh, that's right. I think it was her next boyfriend that did that, right? Yeah.
Yes. Yes. After she had been engaged to Drew Carey, but never actually... They never actually got married.
Got it. That's horrible, man.
Yeah, it doesn't list him having any, I don't think any current, no. He may be single.
That's why I can say I get the best pee out there also.
Yeah.
Yeah. Swear off of it.
Yeah.
He's been engaged. I think he's been engaged twice. And never gotten married, it doesn't seem.
My dad, I've always liked that story. My dad had a meeting with him when he was working in reality TV to maybe work on Drew Carey's show.
Right.
And that's, he was telling a story about a friend of his who was at the Playboy Mansion.
Mm-hmm.
I've told this story before, but his buddy was just standing there having a smoke, and security comes up, and they're like, you can't smoke here. And he looks over, and there's people just banging in the grotto like 10 feet away. It's like, so you can do that, but you can't smoke? And they're like, yeah man, yeah. Sorry.
Rules are rules, man.
Got rules.
That's the way it is anymore. There's still... crap happening every bar, and you can't smoke, but you can, toss a salad in that bar in Fremont you're at,
yep.
Nick. You know, still do that.
You can't get a secondhand STD.
You're upstairs.
And you can have people watch, thanks to the, what do they got, a Zoom camera up or like a Ring
security,
camera?
Yeah, they had like closed circuit camera. TV or whatever. They got on the God mic and told them to stop. It was like, or they were being watched. Like, we can see you.
And did they stop?
Nick was informed before he did his show Friday night. It was at RD's in Fremont that somebody had their salad tossed up on a table in the upstairs. And it made the, he said, have fun that night.
Very helpful information. If you know anything about the rail in Beatrice, Nebraska, I'll be there Friday night in Sydney, Iowa, Westside Bar and Grill on Saturday.
Specifically, any salads being tossed.
Please.
All right.
I didn't watch much of Whose Line Is It Anyway? But Matthew, our show researcher, said, almost every show they would bring up how much Drew liked hookers.
Oh,
really?
Oh, nice. There you go.
Makes sense.
All right. Why not? Pay him to leave, right? Come on back.